Welcome to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I am Marcellus Jackson. We are here to give you some information about Fulton High School. We will have special guests including the principal, Mr. Smith, and teachers and students. We will also have the school announcements and also inform you on some of our active sports. And now it is time for our Falcon Nation Information Show.
Welcome to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I'm your host, Lex Cannon, and here with the school announcements is Dre Peoples.
Here are your Fulton High School announcements on the Falcon Nation Information Show. If you're interested in joining an in-person or virtual book club, please take the insert survey located on the Fulton Library webpage. Ms. Dorsett will get more information to you. The Project U Club will begin meeting each Friday at 8 a.m. in the library. This club encourages kindness at Fulton High School. See Ms. Deaton for more information. We continue to have people in the hallways either not wearing a mask or wearing it improperly by not covering their nose. We are seeing rising cases of COVID-19 across the state of Tennessee and in Knox County. Now is not the time to get lazy or careless. We want to protect you, and we want you to protect others. Please make sure you are wearing your mask and it covers your nose. Student government is hosting a fundraiser this week. Show your friends and teachers how thankful that you are for by filling out a pumpkin with a note or gratitude each morning from Wednesday to Friday at all entrances. Your note and candy will be delivered to the person next Tuesday. Each pumpkin is $1. Airmo Club volleyball tryouts start Tuesday, November 24th, 5:30 through 7 p.m. at Lonsdale Gym, located at 1740 Texas Avenue. This week's College of the Week is Johnson University. Johnson is a four-year private university. Here are some interesting facts about Johnson. Johnson was founded as a Christian school in 1893. Its institution is less than half the national average. It has nationally ranked dorm rooms. It has a new athletic center. And Johnson has special scholarships just for Fulton students. Since Johnson University applications is free using the waiver code go to JU. So make sure to apply today and come by the College Access Center near the cafeteria if you need any assistance. Please make sure that you are charging your Chromebooks at night and that you are keeping up with your chargers. The school does not have extra Chromebook chargers to loan. Congratulations to the Persian Teacher of the Month, Mr. Graves. Teachers, please remember to check the Fulton staff Canvas page for up-to-the-minute school announcements. Any items for the school video announcements needs to be sent to Mr. Mays. You can get more updates on everything ongoing on at Fulton High School at our website, notschools.org/FultonHS. We are also on Facebook and Twitter at Fulton High. You are now listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I'm your host, Lex Cannon, and here is Mac Arthur and PJ Nescog with an interview with Mr. Walker.
Good morning, good morning. How are you going, Ms. Walker?
Hey, it's going well. Just happy to be here.
You doing good this morning, Mac?
Yeah, I'm good.
How are you, Xander?
Doing pretty good.
All right, all right. Now, what's your first question for him, Mac? Come on.
All right, well, we're going to ask you, well, since it's your first time in here, we're going to ask you a few questions about yourself and a few questions about your job and what you do at the school. So my first question is, what is the job of a dean?
Awesome. That's a great question. So my job as a dean is, I work with Fulcom here, the Magnet School, and I meet with Mr. Wilkinson weekly and kind of see tasks that he would like me to tackle. But my main job is really helping the teachers in the building, mainly the Fulcom teachers when it comes to instruction and, you know, best practices. And it's a team environment. Like, I learn a lot from them, too. I get the privilege again to see our teachers do really cool things. So we kind of just work together to, you know, make sure everyone here gets the best education possible.
I know it was it last year or year before last, you were a science teacher.
Oh.
Do you still teach science and everything like that, or have you, like, switched to a different curriculum?
Oh, cool. No, I still teach science, yeah. So with the dean, I teach two classes instead of the normal three, and I get, like, one class that I just work on, like, instruction with teachers. But, yeah, I still teach science, teach biology, honors biology. I taught anatomy and phys last year. But, yeah, still working in the classroom.
My next question would have to be, what makes you really, like, enjoy working here?
Oh, man, there's so many things I love about Fulton High School. I love the community. I love just, getting here and just the community aspect that we have within the building. Like, not just only, like, you know, the kids in the classroom, but all the teachers and how we're a community and how, you know, we got each other's back. You know, I feel like, you know, we're Fulton tough, like, regardless what happens. Everyone here has each other's back and best interests in mind. Tongue twisted, but I just love coming to work. I just love everything about this area. My grandparents actually went to school here. Mm-hmm. They live in the community. I've had a lot of family go through Fulton. I still have some family here at Fulton, which is fun. But I just love Fulton High School. Love everything about it.
Now, since you said you were a science teacher, if there was like an extra, like a different curriculum you could teach, like math or an English, what could it be? No limitations. It can be out of the blue.
Out of the blue, any curriculum. I think I'd like to look at history. I really enjoy history. I like documentaries. I think that'd be a lot of fun just to look at the past and kind of see, you know, parts that are, you know, repeating themselves. And also just, I think it's important to know the past and all that's happened. I think it'd be fun to look at all that's gone on in the world and America. So I think I'd look at history.
Any specific, like, time period you would focus on?
No, not really specifics. I do like wars, like war documentaries. So I think maybe if I could teach, like, a class on just the wars that have occurred, you know, maybe worldwide or even I guess more specific within the United States. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
My next question is, what were your first thoughts whenever you first stepped in Fulton?
My first thoughts. So I went about teaching a little differently. So I didn't. I came into teaching through, it's called a job embedded program. So I studied science and I worked in a lab in college and studied microbiology. I didn't actually go to school to be a teacher, but I did something outside the building working with students and working with kids that really made me passionate about watching young adults grow up. So I was like, oh, I might want to be a teacher. But I walked in the first day and I was like, I've never been in a classroom before. I've never, you know, never went to class to know what to do. And so my first day, I was honestly really nervous. I was like, man, this hallway's big. I don't know any of these people. But like back to that, what makes me love Fulton is the community aspect. You know, students like, hey, how's it going? How are you? And then the staff being there to have my back. But honestly, nervous. I was nervous my first day. Real nervous.
Yeah, so saying that you were like nervous with your first day and everything, and Fulton being like your first teaching job, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, what were some of those challenges you had to like overcome?
Overcome was, the big difference is just your, you know, the confidence. Like I had always been around students in the way I did a mentoring program outside of school when I was in college. But just being able to have the confidence that like, hey, like, you know, I got this. I knew the curriculum, but like I kept doubting myself, like, you know, is Mac getting the education he needs? Am I doing my best for Mac? And realizing like, you know, it's not always about am I doing my best. Am I continuing to, you know, go home, reflect, and then bring my best each day. And I struggled with classroom management. You know, I think all teachers at one point, definitely that first year is kind of like, you know, everything that can go wrong seems to go wrong in their head. So I just had to figure all that stuff out.
Yeah, Mr. May still has problems with that. Keeping us under control.
Mr. Mays does a great job.
Oh, he does
Don't
a great job.
Under the bus here.
Oh, he lets us watch Garfield in the morning. Oh, those are the good days.
Hey,
what was turned on when I came in.
Hey, Garfield's great. I mean, it's a magic school bus. It's all curriculum aligned. We can find a place for it here.
Hey, we learned something from it.
That's awesome.
My next question would have to be, with Corona and everything going around, what do you try to do to make sure that it doesn't spread or everyone stays safe?
Oh, there's a lot of things. I mean, first, just making sure you wear your mask properly. Like, I always make sure I have a fresh mask each day. I went to the disposable ones. My grandmother that actually lives in the community bought me, like, a big box of these things. So I switch them out every day. You know, hand sanitizer. At home, we're super safe. And, you know, we make sure we, you know, as soon as I get in, I, like, go and change clothes. I keep my shoes, you know, tucked away up front. Here in the building, you know, washing down all the tables. You know, as much as I love all the students here, and I like, you know, dapping them up or giving them, like, what's up, high fives, but being careful with, like, you know, not going and doing that, kind of keeping, you know, keeping safe that way as well. And just reminding students, you know, it's like, I think a lot of the time it's coming from even me outside the building, seeing myself have to reflect, hey, I got to make sure I pull my mask up, like, you know, reminding students to do that in the hallway and coming from a place of like, hey, I understand this is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for all of us, but hey, we're in this together. And kind of keeping that mindset. And I think that's where we've seen success here at Fulton with keeping that stuff up.
When you heard about like us coming back to school and everything, were you like scared that there was going to be like a rising number of cases and like it was going to go completely like wrong and not the way they wanted it to?
There's definitely a lot of unknowns and uncertainties, and yeah, I can't lie to you and say I wasn't concerned in a lot of, you know, a lot of ways. But I think back to, you know, the mentality of Fulton Tough, like I think that we, like, students and staff rose to the occasion, and I think that's why we've been so successful in staying open, is that, you know, everyone's kind of got each other's back, and, you know, students have worn their masks, they have done what's been asked of them, and the staff have as well. But definitely coming back, there's a lot of unknowns. So it's like, you know, this whole pandemic, it's not like we've lived through one before. So it's like there's a lot of unknowns. There still is, but I think we're doing the best we can.
Yeah.
Is it true that you went to CAK?
It is true, yes.
What do you think is different from Fulton and CAK? Like, how do those two compare?
Really, I mean, it's still high school's high school. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I was not the best student ever. And so, it's just a high school. Like, I as a student, I made student mistakes, and I had teachers there to help me grow as people. It was smaller. It was a lot smaller. My graduating class was like 94, whereas like a graduating class here is like anywhere from like 200 to 300. My school had like 350 people, where Fulton normally, if it wasn't a pandemic, has around 900 to 1,000. The curriculum was a little different, with it being, you know, a Christian school. So there was just some different curriculum. But when it came down to the basics, I mean, you're going in and learning Miss Lanzoni's class, who's an incredible teacher. And, you know, there's not, when it came to instruction, there's not that big of, you know, there's not a drop off there. It's just really class size. Yeah. Like, I mean, my class sizes were, I had some class sizes of like 8 to 10. Whereas here, you know, you're looking 30, you know, 20 to 30. And that's the big thing. But yeah, I went to CAK.
Now, we're about, I'm out of questions, you're out of questions. Hopefully. Are you out of questions?
Yeah, I'm good.
We usually do a thing where we ask you, like, do you have any questions for us? Or anything you want to ask anybody?
Oh, yeah. All right. So I'll have both of you guys answer this. What's your – what, like, when you think of being a Fulton student, what makes you so proud to be a Fulton Falcon?
It just – it feels like a family. It feels like everybody's here to help you and make sure you get – you do what you need to do and graduate. And it's fun. It's also fun while doing it. It just depends on what classes you take.
Also, the one thing for me is how a lot of people underestimate Fulton, and they have the doubt between Fulton and say that it's not the school that it is. But being here, like, firsthand and realizing, like, seeing, like, how the students put forth the effort and how the teachers care for us and push us to be better people, it really encourages me, and I've even seen it encourage other people to push forward and, like, pursue their goals and make everything go better.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, hey, I'll take Fulton over anybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, thanks, guys.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you for coming in.
Send it to you, Xander.
Thank you for listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show. We'll be back with the Student Life segment.
Welcome back again to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I'm your host, Lex Cannon, and here is our lovely Student Life segment.
Well, I wouldn't call it so lovely, but it's more that Student Life segment's the good part of it. But Winslow,
the good part.
Winslow, would you really call our segment lovely?
Yes, very much. I'd call you lovely.
I'd call you lovely as well, Winslow. Thank you very much. Winslow, or Mariah, mm-hmm. Not so much.
What?
Ouch.
Like,
it's not a student life segment without me saying something mean to Mariah.
Yeah.
I think that's...
That's what gives it life, you know.
Mm.
So, we're coming on here to talk about Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner similarities, our Christmas gift ideas, like what we would want, and what else was it?
You guys have dinner. Mine's is more like lunch.
Lunch?
Yeah.
Like lunch? Thanksgiving or Christmas lunch?
Both.
Like, yeah. My sister's having Thanksgiving at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I never had it at night.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like she's going to have to put the turkey in at like 8 in the morning, like the other day. I don't know. It's going to be, it's odd.
Huh.
Yeah, I never had mine at night. Either of them.
Dude, I love having mine, like, just around, like, whenever it hits, like, 3 o'clock, you know? Just, like, whenever everybody's, you know, just hungry, waiting, you know?
I kind of like having mine near the end of the day. Like,
oh, yeah.
See, the best time is to have it when it's, like, you're about to go to sleep.
Oh,
and you just gobble it all down. You go to sleep with this humongous belly of food. But that usually never happens because of people not wanting to wait. It's always those people that just don't want to wait. They want to sit there and eat all your food.
So you guys have to wait, like, all day to eat?
No.
Because, well, actually, my Christmas is more like a breakfast because we go to my aunt's house so early. But Thanksgiving is, like, in the middle of the day.
Mm.
So neither of them are at night, so I don't know what it's like to...
See, you know, my Christmas is at night.
Have a festive meal at night.
Dude, I love Christmas.
I absolutely love Christmas. despise Christmas.
I despise you.
Well, mine is for probably different reasons as to why I don't like Christmas. We won't discuss those reasons on air because they are pretty grim and sad reasons. We don't want to bring down the followers of the 91.1.
WKCS Radio.
Yes.
Well, are there any good parts that you enjoy? I mean, there has to be some parts of Christmas, right?
If it snows.
If it snows.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to get snow anytime soon.
It's Tennessee. We don't get snow.
We haven't gotten snow since, well.
The mountains get snow.
Last year, actually, it was like snowing, like around this time last year.
Yeah, for like a little bit.
It snowed for like 30 minutes and then just cut off.
Then I remember in December, it snowed. And then, like, we only had one day to go out. Mm-hmm. And then the second day was like, you couldn't go out because it was below some like temperature that like you can't go out after that.
I went out anyways.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no. The days that we were out of school last year, I literally went and rode my mountain bike on the mountain trails. Nice. It's really cool, like getting out there, because usually it's all green and everything up there, but like it completely just turns everything white. It's like really odd. And I remember one time I ran off the trail because I didn't know where it went. I definitely didn't just fly over my front wheel and just go wee. A barrel rolled down halfway.
Is that when you like broke your shoulder or something like
no,
that?
No, the day I broke my shoulder it wasn't when it was snowing. It was a little chilly. Like it was probably like a month back from this 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Literally, I was just I hit the jump and then wee, hit that rock and it sent me off.
Were you wearing like a cast?
No.
Oh. Because like some people back in like middle school, they'll be like, "Yeah, well, I broke my leg or something," and I just don't remember ever seeing them in like a cast or anything.
No, I was just in a sling because I mean the only way they can do something is like if they had to go in there, like do surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall you in that.
Yeah, I was in a sling like this for like a week, and then I just stopped wearing it because I didn't like it. Now I have shoulder problems.
So, PJ, you're talking about the differences between Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner?
Ham and turkey, that's it. I honestly think that the only difference between Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner, or where and whenever you eat it, is ham and turkey. And my thing is, sometimes if you have ham and turkey on both days, or is it Thanksgiving or Christmas? Come on, decide. There's got to be a differentiating factor.
I have both on both.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have turkey on Christmas dinner.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Huh?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Like,
yeah.
I remember my dad, he deep fried a turkey for Christmas.
He deep fried?
Yeah, like he dipped it in batter and stuck butter and bacon and all that stuff in there and deep fried it.
Was it good?
It's probably the best turkey I've ever had.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, Diners, Dive-Ins, and Drives. I mean, Guy Fieri would probably like that turkey. Gordon Ramsay probably wouldn't have anything to say about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the main difference for me between Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner is probably cranberry. Because for... No.
Well, that one got because Mr. Mays riled up.
That got Mr. Mays riled up. I think cranberry is more appropriate for Christmas dinner than Thanksgiving dinner. Because, you know, it matches the whole aesthetic and everything, you know. Even though nobody eats it.
What?
I never knew that there was an aesthetic to food. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, there is.
Like, are you talking about the white, red, and green candy cane aesthetic of Christmas?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about, like, the colors, you know, just like...
Wait, which one does cranberry go with?
He said Christmas.
Well, I mean, there's Sprite Cranberry, and they have that for Christmas.
That's a wonderful year. It's the most...
So, it's cranberry. The first,
I guess cranberry does go with
time of the year. Hey! I have just one query. Want a Sprite Cranberry?
He's singing.
All right, yep. Yeah, we lost Winslow. No, maybe we should get off the food. People probably don't like to hear about food. What do you want for Christmas, Winslow?
I'm kidding.
We're done with the grill.
I just want, you know, some money so that I can buy some camera equipment, because after I get that Xbox Series X, I'm just going to start spending money on camera equipment and all stuff like that. Because I can't wait to get to taking photos.
What are you going to record with those cameras?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to record many things.
As?
As trees.
Trees, okay.
Maybe a little bit of like, me and Evan.
are you going to record
me
scenery?
And Evan together?
Scenery?
What scenery? Yeah, like me and Evan and like John. Kyle.
Okay, Mariah, what do you want for Christmas?
Maybe Xander.
Mariah. Oh,
the only thing I have on my list so far is a new bed because somebody broke my bed.
Quinn.
We're not gonna say names. We're not. No, it was not him. We're not gonna say names, but I definitely need a new bed.
Did he Bautista bomb on it or something?
The person sat on like the very end and like the leg broke. Completely broke. Oh. And so I need a whole new bed. Oh.
So who was it?
No.
Okay.
Not anything wrong. Why my bed broke, but it's because somebody sat on it and my bed just collapsed.
So. You know, that just shows the workmanship of an IKEA bed.
It was an Amazon bed.
It was an Amazon bed?
That's even worse.
That's even worse.
That is even worse. So. Jesus.
Where are you going to get this one from, eBay?
Wayfair. Hopefully they don't
Wayfair got just what I need.
Hopefully they don't send me something else.
Okay.
What about you?
Does he need
it? I was going to say, I don't think it's more of a what do I want. I think it's kind of like what do I need.
Parts for his car.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's parts for my
car.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask my mom to help me pay for my wheels because, I mean, they're like $1,400.
Oh.
So I'm just going to be like, hey, help me pay for these. And
you haven't given up on your car yet?
Nope. I will never give up on the purple monkey wagon.
Backstory
as to why it's called the monkey wagon.
And here we go.
So there's the video of a man driving down the street, and these kids are throwing eggs and trash cans at his car, and he hits a button that says trunk monkey, and a monkey gets out of the trunk and proceeds to chase the kids. End of the story. That's the only reason. And I'm going to somehow make a button that does that in my car.
I got very lost. What?
He's talking about how he's going to install a button on his car that basically makes a monkey pop out of the trunk and chase the kids.
If they're trying to traumatize my car.
Traumatize your car?
Yes. By throwing eggs at my car.
Can you not just clean it instead of sending a monkey after them?
I'm sorry, but if I get this paint job that I want, no, there's not just cleaning. That's an expensive paint job.
So what type of monkey will you have?
I'd be doing wheelies if I had an 800-pound silverback gorilla in my back of my car. But I think I'm just gonna have a normal, just little like chimpanzee or just a little pocket monkey or something like that. And they're going to get out.
How many eye rolls do you think happen whenever you mention the 800?
I think somebody would.
Somebody's definitely eye rolling right now.
Yeah.
Maze. It would be Maze.
Probably Mr. Maze.
Mr. Maze there. Probably did.
Yeah. Mr. Maze like, oh my God, can they please?
I bet you money the people that have tuned in to the radio station for like 3 days straight and heard us talk about the gorillas and everything are probably fed up with it. I'm sorry.
No, that was funny.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Sorry that you couldn't be a part of the conversation. But yeah.
You know, I don't think we need to do what we done last time and run the sports center into like a panic mode to where they have to do everything in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, they didn't really have anything to talk about.
Well, I mean, they have basketball now, so
yeah.
I think we ought to give them the spotlight now.
All
right. I think my signing off, you good?
Bye, guys.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show. Coming up next is school sports. Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show, and here's the school sports.
Thank you, Xander, and we are back here with sports. I have with me Dre Peebles.
Yep.
And my boy Marcellus Jackson.
Yes,
I'm Jackson Powell, and we're going to talk a little bit about sports. Football season has unfortunately ended for the Falcons, but we're still in the playoffs for some other teams that I'm not really, you know. Anyways, let's move on to basketball, one of my favorite things. So the Fulton Falcons played Gibbs, the mm-hmm. Eagles. When was it? The Tuesday. November 17th,
yep.
Tuesday. The boys won 53-52. Close game, Marmar.
Yeah, it was.
Tell us a little bit about that game.
It was my first day out of my cast.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to play. I wanted to play. We just came out slow. That's all it was.
Right.
Like, we came out slow. we wasn't executing in the first little quarter, but as soon as Coach Wright made a couple of subs, he put them three freshmen in the game, and mm-hmm. they actually like turned us up. Like,
oh, yeah.
They got us going.
Those three freshmen, you know, they've been playing with each other for a long time, and we're mm-hmm. talking about Taj, Dinaj, and Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those three, they've been playing with each other. They actually made Whittles one of the best teams in Knoxville last year, going on and doing really good. And then, you know, I think really the Falcons, we will always be a good basketball team.
Yeah, most
Jody Wright's a fantastic coach.
Best coach.
Definitely one of the best coaches in Knoxville for basketball, mm-hmm. if not the best coach. But, yeah, I mean, you know, people see it as 53-52, but I see it as a win anyways. You know, one point, even if it's by 1 point, a win is a win. We won 1 point or 300 points, we won. But, yeah, the boys coming off with quite a good dub. You know, the Eagles, they're a tough team. They rely religiously on their basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their basketball team was really good last year, and it looks like they're still a little decent this year. But the girls did 65-23. That's a really good team right there. Looking at last year, they were doing really good. Sammy Taylor.
Yeah.
She's the one that came from Carnes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sammy Taylor coming from Carnes. She is absolutely fantastic.
Tore the game up.
Absolutely fantastic. Oh.
She's
sorry, Mac distracted me because he's very ugly. But yeah, you know, it was a great game. I'm very proud of my Falcons. It was quite the game. But moving on, we've got tomorrow.
Yep.
The boys play Anderson County at 10:00. How's that game looking?
It's looking good. Right. Practice has been good, been high intensity. We all been practicing hard. Like we out there competing. We out there ready to get back at it. Ready to play games like Anderson County. Like we ready to play like Webb. We got Webb coming up too. Like we ready for them games. I feel like as a team we are ready for them games because the way we are at practice.
Right. Yeah. You know. I think it's gonna be a good game. I wish I could be there, but I will be at work tomorrow. But looking at December 1st, we have Hardin Valley. Okay, it's at Hardin Valley. We have. The next game's at Kingston, then we play Scott here, which Scott last year, you know, they were a pretty good competitor with us. You know, we beat them every time, but mm-hmm. they hang with us.
Close games.
It was a, you know, blow for blow game.
Yeah.
I remember calling pretty much every single Scott game that we had except for the one. Well, no, we called both. And man, they were both tough.
Close games.
Another team that's on here that I'm seeing that's going to be a really tough one is Alcoa. We saw Alcoa last year, and, you know, we played Alcoa, what, four times?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they know how to play some basketball,
they sure
okay?
do.
They're good at football, they're good at basketball, and I'll tell you right now, that was a tough game.
Yeah.
That was a real tough game. But, Alcoa and Scott are the two people I'm seeing on here that – will be a really good game. I see Carter's on here too. Carter's gonna be pretty fun.
Yeah, they're gonna be. Yeah.
Yeah, Carter's gonna be a fun one. But you know, I'm really looking at that. But I'm seeing a good schedule here that I'm really liking. And I also see. I think I saw it on here earlier. Central High School.
Yep.
You know, we were supposed to play them last year, but then they said they didn't want to. But hopefully they stick with us this year because I would absolutely love to play them.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel like we need a little bit of redemption for
especially from football.
So basketball time, you know, they don't want to see the Jody Wright special come in at them. But you know, they've got till February 11th to decide what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Marmar, looking at it, how do you think? You know, we took a big loss last year when we lost Dutta, Edward Lacey. But the thing is with basketball is it doesn't all rely on one player.
Mm-hmm.
Dutta was a fantastic, phenomenal player. And we wish him the best and everything. But we have some really good guys that were here last year that still know what they're doing. You know, we still have a pretty good offense. And, yeah. You know, Jody Wright preaches defense no matter what. You will not win a game if you don't have defense.
Most
and Jody
definitely.
Wright preaches that. So how are we looking for this schedule here? Like, how do you think we're going to do compared to last year?
Honestly, I feel like we should make it past the first round, right. Honestly. I say last year we went into that first round thinking we was just gonna blow Greenville off the waters. And,
right. Oh yeah.
And it was the exact opposite. They came out and was on fire.
That, what do I say in football? Every time we play a team, I'm like, we can't go in there with the wrong mindset.
Can't go because in that, there
you know, everyone thinks,
out.
Oh, that's not going to mean anything. Actually, it really does, especially if you're going to their home court. You know, that was a it was a rough game because we were, you know, it was blow for blow.
Yeah,
and then Greenville just came in. It was rough because that was a long drive to go there and get disappointed like that.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I guarantee you, you all don't want to go back and face that again.
Can't happen again.
Exactly. So, Marmar, looking at it, let's say we play Greenville again. What's something you think we need to work on for when we do play Greenville?
We got to get them uncomfortable. Like,
right.
They're a good shooting team, and shooting teams, when they're comfortable, they're on like they were. Like, we gotta be fast on defense, and I'm saying defense only. I don't care about the offense.
Right.
We still did good. We put up at least 50,
mm-hmm.
and that's enough to win a game, but defense, we got to play defense.
Yeah, and I will say that Greenville – I'm going off what Marmar said. Greenville does have some really good shooters. Me and Corbin Carver went, and we called that game. And there was about – but here's the thing. There's only two people that had most of their points.
Mm-hmm.
Two people. And they because they were just getting open every time. No one was guarding them. No one was nothing. Nobody touched
no
them.
No denies, no
they'd,
nothing.
Yeah, that's the thing. They'd get – they'd be guarded. They'd have a little bit of – a little hesitation, and then they'd go back, hit the three, bam, wide open, shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the only thing. But – I think this year is going to be looking good. I'm excited to see what we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, make sure you come out to Anderson County for the boys basketball team at 10 o'clock tomorrow. But if you can't, make sure you go December 1st, go to Hardin Valley to see us play. And hopefully, when we play Scott on December 11th, that will be on the radio when we'll have it.
First home.
Yeah. So thank you for listening to 91.1. We're going to send it back to Xander's.
And that's been today's Falcon Nation Information Show. We'd love to see you next Friday.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.